FM.
America reeling from another mass school shooting. 19 children. These kids, I'm just looking at their faces in the paper, they're 10 and 11. They're grade fours. 19 of them, a whole classroom full of them, and two teachers, two female teachers shot dead by an 18-year-old gunman. I don't know why we report these people's names, if they want to go down in history. He was 18, killed his grandma, goes to a school with a few weapons that he was able to buy over the counter somewhere, and kills a whole classroom of kids. I think the most telling condemnation of this, which you would have seen because it's gone viral because it's so powerful, is Golden State coach Steve Kerr, who himself is a victim of gun violence. His dad was murdered by gunmen, just showing the anger of Americans that this keeps happening and lawmakers do nothing to stop it.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here, and a teacher. When are we going to do something? I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Yeah, just that's leadership there from Steve Kerr. Just incredible stuff from him. And one of those senators is the Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And when he was asked about it, it's just honestly, it's mind-blowing. This was his response.
We know from past experience that the most effective tool for keeping kids safe is armed law enforcement on the campus.
That is amazing. Like, they should have armed security protecting their kids.
In a primary school.
That would have made a lick of difference. If there was one armed security guard in that school, there'd be the same outcome. Unless they get rid of semi-automatic, fully automatic weapons from that country, like we did after the Port Arthur.
I tell you what, it really makes you take your hat off to the courage shown by John Howard back in 1996.
Absolutely.
After Port Arthur, to change the gun laws in this country and make us all so much safer. But, and this weekend, Ted Cruz is speaking at an NRA convention, which is being held in Texas, the same state where the massacre happened. I mean, seriously.
At the end of the day, like, and coming from a farming background, I can assure you that nobody in the world needs a semi-automatic or fully automatic weapon ever. And in case you're wondering what the difference is, a semi-automatic, you can just pull the trigger and then pull it, and bullets keep coming out. And fully automatic, if you put your finger on the trigger, it just sprays bullets. Neither types of guns are needed. And it's just heartbreaking that after all of these things, they still don't change. It's unbelievable.
They don't change these little faces. Like, as I said, I've got a 10-year-old. Can you imagine getting a phone call to hear that had happened at your school and waiting to see if your kid, whether your kid was alive or dead when you've packed their lunchbox and sent them off to school with their little backpack? It's just, you can't imagine how Americans aren't waking up this morning and demanding change. We are so lucky to live in Australia. Like, we've just changed the government you look at this and our government was perfectly good, but we have the right and the democracy to change a government, and Americans can't even save their kids. And at 3:20 this afternoon, I'll be picking up my daughter from school and I won't have to worry about whether she's dead or alive. We're very lucky. Hug your kids.
Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.